this task force was set up in large part following President Obama's open government directive. And the concept there is that by making agencies like the FDA more transparent, it really improves the quality of understanding by the public of what their government does for them. And transparency is also a big priority of Secretary Sebelius at HHS. What happened at FDA was that the commissioner, Dr. Hamburg, asked me to pull together a group and look at ways to make FDA more understandable to the public, to explain itself and the bases for the many decisions that FDA makes. And you saw one decision recently in the recall over the cookie dough.
And so what types of information would you actually show there? I mean, if there's a recall, that's already on the FDA website, and there's alerts that come from the government now. What types of documents would show the decision-making that you would add to the public disclosure?
Well, it may be that for cookie dough, we're already doing a good job, but there's the decision, there's the information that's behind the decision. What evidence did we have that led us to warn people about cookie dough and led Nestle to do its voluntary recall? And then what you'll see is as soon as we actually got the test back from our labs, within hours, we had posted that as well. And in fact, we did find the E. coli 015787 in some of the retained samples at the facility. So there we are being pretty upfront about what information is driving the decision, and we were able to give a very strong consumer warning and have the company take voluntary action in advance of actually having the positive sample, and it turned out that was the right thing to do. That may be an example of where we've done things well. In other cases, there's been a lot of criticism of FDA for kind of being a black box, people not understanding why a particular product is recalled or approved, and at the public meeting we had last week, we heard ideas across the spectrum from probably about 40 different presenters.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Joshua Sharfstein. He's the Principal Deputy Commissioner and Chair of the Transparency Task Force at the Food and Drug Administration. So is the transparency meant for public consumption, or will there also be transparency for you know, drug companies that are looking to, you know, get approvals for their drugs or some other regulatory oversight that the agency holds with some of the people that they oversee?
That's a great question, because we had the pharmaceutical industry and the biologics industry and medical device industry all presenting at the task force, and they're very interested in more transparency at FDA also. They'd like to know more about the status of their applications. They'd like more guidance from the FDA about what the FDA is looking for in applications. And we've also heard from investors on the business side who say that they would like more information to be available so that to reduce the uncertainty about the regulatory process that can hamper investment in biotech and other important areas. So I think we're hearing from across the board. You definitely have consumer and patient advocates who want more information for patients, more data about drugs out there, and we also are hearing from industry. So the one thing everybody agreed on was that transparency was very important and could be improved at the agency, and we're really excited to get into it. We had, interestingly, a number of the leaders of the agency at this public meeting, and there was a pretty good exchange with the people who were speaking, and we posted the whole thing on a webcast at the FDA website.
And Dr. Sharfstein, what happens if someone, I mean, how would the agency react if someone reads some data and says, you know what, I disagree with that decision. I think there was, for example, a painkiller some years ago that caused heart problems in a small number of patients. And someone could have concluded, you know what, that's worth the risk. It's such a tiny number. Why'd you pull that off the market? I was getting a lot of benefit from it. Will the agency be prepared to accept that kind of input?
Well, what's happening now is that the agency makes a decision and then data comes out and people, you know, second guess the agency without the agency necessarily being able to explain its reasoning or respond to the concerns that are raised. And I think the concept is that people will have questions, people will disagree, but the FDA should be able to explain itself and have the kind of courage of its convictions to be able to respond. There are trade-offs. And one of the things I thought was really interesting about this meeting last week is every side of the issue recognized that. The consumer, patient side, the industry side recognize how difficult the FDA's job is and that there'll be some tough decisions. And on a lot of decisions, people disagree with the agency. But that's going to happen regardless of what, just by the nature of the decisions, what we can change is people's understanding of the FDA and their, and I think in doing so, their trust and respect for the FDA.
And would the FDA's goal in this be just providing more information to facilitate a conversation, or is it just to get more information out there?
Well, I think that the ultimate goal of the FDA is to improve public health in the United States and the health of the American people. And I think three different things that came up in the meeting. One is that one of the ways you do that is getting information that people really need to them in a timely fashion. And we heard a bunch of suggestions about how to better do that. The second issue is what I was talking about before, being able to explain information better or to explain decisions better is very helpful to people's understanding of what the FDA is doing. And, you know, maybe it does lead somebody to disagree, and maybe as a result of that, FDA reconsiders. I mean, but at least it puts it out there and allows for people to understand what the FDA is doing. And the third is that for certain decisions, FDA should be releasing, this is what we were hearing, some more data that are the basis of this, of these decisions. And that can be helpful if it's, you know, put into context, because it can allow people to have more confidence in the major decisions that FDA is making. I think people were a little bit reluctant about just releasing data for data's sake. And there was some discussion about how, if FDA reported every little possible thing that was wrong with everything, it could be, you know, just a blizzard of communication that just drowns people in information without really being able to focus in on the key decisions and the bases for those decisions. It's a complex topic, and we're going to work through all these comments. Plus, we have a blog up on the website. We have an open docket, and we'll probably have another public meeting this fall.
And what form will information eventually take? Will it be just links on the website behind the information that you're now releasing as a matter of course?
We'll probably have a report in about 5 to 6 months that's going to recommend a whole set of things. Some of those will be things that may just look like a new link on a website, but some of them may be more systematic changes in policy, and some things might actually be proposals for new laws. The mission here is to really think about what the right balance is around transparency for the agency, and to not be encumbered by, in our thinking about what the right policy would be, by the existing legal structure, knowing full well that this may mean that we might wind up making a legislative proposal down the road.
And Dr. Sharfstein, does the transparency issue at all concern you that it might be used in terms of an economic investment in the company? You know, oftentimes the release of a new drug or the approval of a new drug creates an opportunity for people to buy in stocks and shares of stock for this particular company. Does that enter into the equation at all?
Well, we did hear that from the companies are concerned that if too much information comes out too quickly, it could sort of undermine the competitive position of a company, and that would lead to less investment in their view, because people wouldn't be able to kind of protect their intellectual property as much. And I'm sort of paraphrasing. And I think that's a serious consideration. We certainly recognize the value of innovation. It's critically important to patients and doctors and the healthcare system. So at the same time, companies are looking for transparency in certain ways. And we have this interesting issue that investors are saying they might invest more if they were able to understand more about how FDA was making decisions. So somewhere in there, I'm hoping, is a path that can meet both, sort of hit the key issues for different groups and wind up a more transparent FDA without having negative consequences that people are fearing.